Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
At Cantwell.
The show's just flown by this evening, Cantwell. People can go and find archives of Free Talk Live for free at archives.freetalklive.com. We've got, I don't know, something like 10 years worth of archives for free there that you can go get.
And not a drunk episode in one of them.
No.
I can't believe it. We're going to have to do that.
We would not do that on Free Talk Live. We would not go on the air after having drank something.
Well, I'll bring a bottle of whiskey over next time.
No, we'll get loaded on Free Talk Live.
Just you and me, Mark. We'll get wasted and slur our words on 150 broadcast stations across the United States.
Let's go back to Matt. I think we're parsing out terms like capitalism. So, Matt, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yes, and please don't cut me off before I get done with everything. I haven't been able to call in hardly at all. And
it depends on how long everything is, pal.
Well, I think it's important that we be able to sort of talk about things as they're talked about. I mean, you're not going to get cut off. I mean, consider that you've been held through, and that's a pretty rare circumstance for a caller in the first place. So you'll get plenty of time.
Oh, okay. Well, you were asking what I thought capitalism was. Is that what you want?
Sure.
My opinion?
Well, I think what we need to do, if you're going to have a conversation, you need to have a foundation of definitions. So if you and I don't agree on what capitalism is, we can't agree whether or not capitalism is good, right?
Well, we don't have to agree to have a discussion between what it is and what it isn't. But
have a meaningful discussion.
Well, okay.
Go ahead.
What I think capitalism basically is enough. It's the rich, the power-attaining politician, the military are giving the general populace just enough bone, enough hope to keep them working so they won't go turn socialist like the country was turning back in the 1930s and throughout history. And that's why they created just enough of a middle class to give people enough hope. And that's basically what the super rich and JFK went against that. He was going against all that. He was going against the Illuminati, the cabal, the world powers that be. Even George Washington, when he would let the poor people out in Ohio, do their own whiskey, and he went. He took the federal government and went
that was
and
in
raised
Pittsburgh.
Them.
And yeah. George Washington sent a rebellion, sent a military, read by Henry Lighthorse Lee, against the people who were not wanting to pay taxes on whiskey. I guess what I would say here is that it sounds like you believe that the economy is controlled very heavily by a small amount of rich people. Is that right?
And politicians, military-industrial complex, creating wars to keep the economy going.
There were lots of wars during the progressive era, from the 1890 on through 1940.
No, but that's all capitalism.
Yeah.
Too,
I mean, FDR was planning on invading Canada, for God's sake.
Oh yeah, I agree. You know, there's really no difference between the Republicans and Democrats anymore. You know, there always has been kind of when people give donations, they give to both parties. That way, they're not going to lose either way, and so they have all their bases covered. You know, and,
thanks for the call, Matt. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. To me, what capitalism, capitalism to me is religion is to atheism, right? Like, capitalism isn't a system, an economic system. It is the lack of an economic system. It is what happens in a free market.
It's so frustrating to deal with this anti-capitalist stuff because What this guy just described was capitalism is a government-run economy. I mean, this is what the guy just told
us. And which is not. And not by my definition.
You know, I'd love to have talked to him for an hour and figure out what he thinks about socialism and communism and everything else. I mean, what are these things then, right? I mean, capitalism at the end of the day is really the accumulation of capital, the acquisition of wealth, and then the use of that wealth to sort of make more wealth, I think.
But wasn't the term created by socialists? Wasn't it used
specifically? The term capitalism was coined by Marx, if I recall correctly. And I mean, his whole thing was basically that rich people oppress poor people, right?
And so for that very reason, I wouldn't even use the term to describe myself or my belief system because it was created by somebody I would consider to be on the other side.
Well, but the thing is, and yes, I mean, when we let them control the language, then things get kind of screwed up,
right,
of course.
So, but this is why there's the confusion.
Basically, capitalism was just a term that he made up to demonize economics, right? He's saying, well, when economics happen, then bad things occur. So we're going to have the state change every economic law known to man, and that's just going to work out wonderfully, and then millions of people wind up dead.
Right. And I'm on board with that completely, but I don't think he even defined it properly in the sense that he gave it a fair shake. And that's the term capitalism can't get a fair shake, is what I'm saying, is because it has a history of essentially being a demonized term, and it's the reason I don't use the term capitalist to describe myself, even though I believe generally in the ideas of capitalism. I prefer to use the term free market, because it's hard for people to demonize the term free market.
But people are destroying the term free market every day, and as a matter of fact, you know, this
not
is
as well as not as, it's not as destroyed as the term capitalism.
No, but they're now the free market now. I was reading a book called about free market anti-capitalism. It's complete nonsense. It's crazy. The idea that they're getting at in this is basically that rich people are evil and the free market is going to prevent people from getting rich. Now, that's sick. That's ridiculous. So I do think that the word capitalism is important. You have to sort of put that back in the discussion, because if you just talk about, well, a free market and then people think they're all going to be equal, that's a terrible, terrible philosophy to spread.
Well, I think I may believe that, actually. So rich is a relative term. It is not an absolute term, because it has to be compared against other people.
Right.
I do believe that free markets are likely to create situations where fewer people are able to use the machinations of the state in order to make themselves more wealthy than other people. So therefore, I suspect you'll have probably more smaller businesses, and therefore there will be a leveling. There will be a much larger middle class, as it were, than there will be, a disparity between rich and poor. So I can't disagree with that terminology. I do understand how you can say some of the left libertarians, how you can feel about some of the left libertarians and their rhetoric. But to me, what they're valuable for is essentially appealing to people who already believe that crap, rather than convincing people who don't believe that crap to believe that crap.
Yeah, but I think that the people who believe that crap are incredibly destructive to what we're trying to do here. I'll take the conspiracy theorists and racists over them any day of the week.
Oh, God. Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're in Free Talk Live.
I sure am.
Hey, guys.
Christopher.
This is Chris from Police State of Connecticut. I just got really irritated. I had to call in. It's been a while. But when that last guy called this country capitalist or free market, it really grinds my gears. We live in, obviously, a socialist country, right?
Well, I would say that I like the Harvard University.
We have taxes, and we have public schools, and we have public police forces, right? We have income taxes that get redistributed or directly stolen. But redistributed. We live in a socialist country.
Well, it depends on how you parse terms. I agree with you, this is a socialist country. However, there are people that believe in socialism.
I'll even say national socialist country, but that's for another day. Carry on, Mark. Sorry.
Yeah. There are people that believe these terms. You have to sort of define the terms, right? To me, socialism means the forced redistribution.
Well, I guess that guy didn't really care about defining the terms for a bedrock argument.
But I did use that as a, that's where I stand, is that if we're going to have a discussion, we're going to define terms before we have a discussion, because there's nothing more irritating than standing around disagreeing with somebody who you actually agree with because we have different definitions of something.
And that's why I listen to Free Talk Live, Mark, because you guys define those bedrock terms and have some substantive arguments that actually progress somewhere.
That's what I try to do. Yep. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it. 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Call in with your substantive argument. Free Talk Live.
Redefining of terms.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a teen today at marchforbabies.org.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on Free Talk Live with Mark
and Cantwell.
You can call us on Skype using lrn.fm. That is our username. You just send us a friend request or whatever, contact request, I believe it's called, and then we'll approve it, and you can call in about whatever's on your mind. So in the last segment, I think that this is one of these sort of really difficult perennial issues, is the argument, the debate as to whether or not to use terms capitalism, the confusion over the term capitalism. Like, there's this term out there that I believe you use to describe yourself, Cantwell.
Anarcho-capitalist.
And I think that it's kind of like calling yourself a pedophile because you like kids. I mean, because that's what the definition of pedophile is. If you look at it, it means kid lover. And that's my problem with this terminology. It takes two of the most vilified terms
but
in English
language.
But isn't
very specifically a sexual term? That is not just an I sort of enjoy this. No, Daryl?
What is an audiophile?
Someone who has a sexual obsession with sound.
No, sorry about that.
I think that I always assumed that they were saying audiophile as a term to like sort of overplay their obsession with the audio, no?
Maybe that's the case. I wouldn't be able to tell you whether, but it's certainly, file has been used in many sort of criminal ways to describe people sort of criminally. There's no doubt about it, but this also gets used just to, you know, file. Means lover. I refuse to use terminology like that. I like to.
But you know how destructive that is? That you let them have the words? You just hand the language over to the communists. I don't appreciate that. That's crazy. You have to do something about this.
No.
If you just let them have the term capitalism and you just let them run around with their anti-capitalist rhetoric talking about all this rich people are evil nonsense. Right? You're just letting them run around with that.
Oh, I don't let them run around with rich people or evil. I just am willing to have a conversation based on the definitions that a person wants to use at any sort of given time. Rather than trying to, argue, I'm happy to make the argument for the term capitalist if somebody says, Mark, what do you think about the term capitalist? I'm willing to say that because I think that, okay, but I think that capitalists lost a long time ago when they allowed the terminology to describe themselves to be one that was created by a bunch of socialists in the first place. That's why I like the term free market, and that's why I like the term voluntarist. A voluntarist, mostly people don't know what the term is, so I can therefore define it to them and say somebody who, they don't believe that, I believe that action should be voluntary and not coerced.
Yeah, I'm sick of voluntarist. I started to use it. I don't use it anymore. I throw the anarcho-capitalist thing right in their faces now. I don't have any sympathy for this crap anymore.
You do kind of do the in-your-face thing, though. Yep. And, I'm here to convince folks. That's what I'm trying to do. So let's go to Aaron in New Mexico. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark. It's great to listen to you guys, and I think that you're having a really constructive conversation out there, and I think especially the fact that you want to discuss, how we define terms is incredibly important because, as that the caller who preceded me was defining this as a socialist country, it really depends on how you define it. I consider myself an anarchist, but I also consider socialism to be more along the lines of, I guess, the communist terms of the workers actually owning the means of production, not this sort of Leninist totalitarian nonsense that we've allowed to run our country and, for the most part, Europe at this point, too.
So when you say
when did socialism not involve a tyrannical Leninist government controlling everything?
Well, there are multiple different thinkers. Most of them are Marxists, such as Rosa Luxemburg, who their idea is that the workers come to this understanding that they should be owning the means of the production that is coming out of their hands, basically. Like, I should, if I'm working to build chairs or whatnot, I should be reaping the pure benefits of that.
So I'd have the same conversation with you that I'm having with Cantwell here. So I would say that by and large the definition of socialism is state ownership of the means of production, right? Would you say that that's how most people have heard it defined?
I think that's a conception that's been pushed, but I personally don't agree with it.
Okay, so what I'm going to say to you is know when you've lost and cut your losses and move on. Use terminology like a co-op to describe what it is that you're referring to, which is what it is. You're referring to what is commonly called a co-op, where people, where the workers own the business and they work together and they share the profits and they do all this stuff in conjunction. Use the term co-op, drop the term socialist because it's of no value to it, and then go ahead and let everybody pound the drum of against socialism when that's not what you believe.
I think that's a really good way of looking at it, Mark.
And I'm going to go ahead and chime in here and say that just because you jumble your words around and you create word salad out of your crazy economic ideas,
oh God,
that it doesn't change the reality of it. The way a factory gets built is that someone saves up a whole lot of money. Somebody did something to gain a whole lot of money and hired a bunch of people to build a factory. And the guy who paid to build the factory now owns the factory. Sorry to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there's your means of production, and that guy owns it rightfully.
There are some very successful co-ops out there, including some large insurance company. I believe New York Life is a co-op.
So there's an insurance company.
It just depends on your industry. Sometimes it's a good idea, sometimes it's not. Aaron?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. You know, I'm not here to make a value assessment on whether or not co-ops work or
do
not.
Do it.
I make
a value assessment on whether or not co-ops work. Do it.
I would not bother wasting my time with one, with a co-op. That's my value assessment.
Okay.
I've seen co-ops in the form of a restaurant here that didn't do so well, but I do believe people can make them work. The problem is it's really about the people you have. Essentially, I have a partnership with Ian Freeman, the normal first chair host here, and that's a co-op of sorts. It's that two people choose to cooperate together in order to do a business. And the more people that you have running a business, the longer you're going to spend time thinking about things. That makes things tough. And so that makes you less fluid. But if you live in a place where, for instance, there's a bunch of hippie folks, maybe you can market yourself as a co-op restaurant and have some success. But I can tell you, I've met a lot of leftists that worked at that co-op restaurant that weren't very impressed with co-ops and how they operated, because they felt like they were dealing with, basically they felt like lazy people got away with not working while they worked very hard.
Oh, you don't say.
So
left-wing economics is producing lazy people? That's shocking. I can't believe that happened. I guess we got to get younger voters in here, and maybe they'll straighten it out.
Yeah, that's that story out of Vermont with the 16- and 17-year-old voters. I think it's a fascinating idea, but, so far you can't get the 18- to 21-year-olds to vote. What about them? 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about, well, whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. Well, I guess there's FCC rules on what you can talk about and what you can't, but...
Yeah, I released a YouTube clip of us hanging up on a caller, and the title of the video is, "You can't curse on Free Talk Live." I think especially people who read my stuff, they're like, "Oh, it's Cantwell. I can say whatever I want." I'm like, "Nah, we're on the radio, pal."
Yeah, I think a lot of people... Free Talk Live is a very well-listened-to podcast. We've got more than 12 million downloads of our podcast, and... You know, people listen to podcasts, they think it's a podcast, and they don't really think of it as a nationally syndicated radio program airing on more than 150 radio stations that all have their licenses depending on you not saying a large variety of words. Yeah. And, well, actually, it's a small variety of words, but... And then beyond that, you need to consider that Free Talk Live is on news talk stations, is what it's termed as. But, you know, there's stations, talk stations, where they talk about the issues, generally called news. And that means that they probably have for themselves a set of guidelines that even go above and beyond not saying a set of words that George Carlin made up at one point.
Right. You get to talking about a rubber girlfriend, somebody might make a phone call.
Yeah, right. Certainly the case has happened. So, you know, there's these rules that even go beyond that. So, for instance, as I understand it, you can say GD. on, you know, like if you listen to rap music or maybe rock and roll music even, you'll hear a lot of words that go on music stations that don't go on talk stations. And I don't
Ian got on the dump button when I said GD once. Yeah. I was surprised by that.
We don't use GD, we don't use A-hole, we don't use a variety of things. And I think that there's good stuff that can be, you know, fit in, you know, in those sorts of instances instead. You can just say, instead of A-hole, you can say jack-hole. I think that's kind of a funny one. But, you know, you just
frack.
Yeah, it's an old one. That's from Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, did you watch that?
Yeah, I've seen the old ones. And I think that's
it's awful. They say it all the time, and it's like, please just stop with this already.
Oh, I thought that was good social commentary using that that word. I felt like it's like, look how stupid the censors are. We could just make up another word that begins with the same letter and ends with the same letter. We use it exactly the same, and you know they'll say frack, they'll say fracking. I've never heard them say mother fracker, but
I think they did many times actually.
I didn't, you know, I was young.
Mother fracker.
But for some reason,
whenever there's some like spaceship bad thing happens,
It was okay for me to watch that as a 9-year-old kid, but it wasn't okay for me to hear the other word. It's ridiculous. That's ridiculous, but...
It is. It's so crazy.
You know, that's what we deal with.
Speaking of TV, you know, I figured it out. I'm going to get all the audience members who started to like me on here, I figured out how I'm going to get them to hate me. I'll give out a whole bunch of House of Cards spoilers right now.
Oh, God.
Do you watch House of Cards?
No, but I've decided I'm going to start.
Oh, yeah. I just watched the third season. It came out on Netflix.
I had intended to watch it when it first came out, and it's just I don't watch much television, so, you know, I just don't get to these things. But obviously it's got Kevin Spacey in it, so it's going to be fantastic. And it's about, you know, corruption in Washington, D.C., which, of course, is something that's important to me. Why wouldn't I watch this? I did see Alpha House, I think is what it's called. That's with John Goodman, and there's some other actors that play four senators living in the same house, four Republican senators. And they just, you know, just sort of spoofs senatorial life, and I think that's well worth seeing. Plus, I must say, I'm a gigantic John Goodman fan, at least as big as I can be for an actor. I don't really particularly care much for actors and actresses and that sort of thing, but I feel like because of his size and weight, he doesn't get the acclaim that he deserves. So,
yeah, I don't do a whole lot of I don't even have a cable television subscription at my house. I just have the internet, and of course, but I do have the Netflix subscription, and House of Cards is one of the things that I watch. And the third season of that just got released, and when Netflix does an original series, I mean, they release the entire season all at once, so you get to just like watch the entire thing in a marathon as opposed to waiting for it every week like I'm going to have to do with Game of Thrones next month, and it's going to make me want to eat my gun because I have to wait until the next episode.
Have you seen Vikings?
Vikings? No.
Yeah, I'm recommending this. Two seasons are out so far. They're just starting the third season.
Daryl's giving me the thumbs up.
Lots of, you know, swords flashing around, and it's really pretty awesome. I enjoy it thoroughly. Another one that I like, Downton Abbey. Have you seen this?
No.
Okay, so... Like, Downton Abbey, totally worth seeing. I don't care what your age, gender, or whatever. It's incredibly well acted. It's a soap opera, so you have to sort of suspend disbelief that so many things bad things could happen to one family. But the acting and period piece aspect of it are top notch.
Oh, yeah, I have no problem, you know, suspending disbelief. I watched, here's a really corny thing that I'll admit to on the air. I watched Once Upon a Time. Never hear about that.
Now, is it a movie?
It's like it was a series that was on. I think it was on NBC or something like that, but it was on Netflix. I ended up watching it, and it was all like fairy tale characters involved in like this real life drama, like that they got sucked out. There was a curse that sent them into the real world. You know that the Wicked Witch was going to curse all like Snow White and all her friends and the dwarfs, and said you're going to go to a place where there's no happiness, and they ended up in modern day America. Which I thought was kind of just a cool scheme, but then they're going back and forth and trying to figure out how they ended up in this strange place. It was fascinating.
Oh, I think that's you know, the
but it was like a corny like love story thing too. It was just all cheesy. It was like a really like I think it was like geared towards chicks and stuff. And I ended up watching like the entire thing. It was like five seasons of it. I watched it in Netflix in rapid succession. It was so cheesy.
Well, whatever it's whoever it's aimed at, it doesn't particularly matter to me if it's well done. For instance, I've watched every episode of Glee, and that stuff. Okay, admittedly, it's hard to be a straight male and like musicals, and I do. But I don't think that there's not many people that watch Glee that don't enjoy it. It's you know, just really well done.
Yeah, I've never seen it to pass any judgment on it.
Again, I'm going to go ahead and...
I've got to maintain my heterosexual white male stereotype.
And you just... are single, and whereas I am not, so I don't have to defend anything. But when I was not single, I also went to musicals and had a cat. So, you know. Do you think that there's having the cat, being male, and having a cat is any sort of...
No, cats are a great way to get laid, dude. You'd be like, here, pet my pet, you know, and you just, you know, cats, dogs, anything. I mean, dogs, you should see, like, Ian brings Jazzy down to, like, the college, and we go cop locking down there, and women just run up and want to pet the dog immediately. Jazzy's a chick magnet.
Yeah, well, so, Jazzy's a particularly good dog, too.
Right. So, I mean, you know, cats are not necessarily as much fun to walk around and stuff like that, but yeah. Chicks come in, and they're like, there's a cat! You know, and they're like, look at how much I love my cat, and then, you know, they're like, oh, he loves animals. That means that he's going to pet me, right?
if you take your cat for a walk, basically you're just dragging it on a rope. I mean, that's what it comes down
Which
to.
Which is what exactly I want to do to cats most of the time. Not a big fan of those things. They get my eyes itchy.
I am of the opinion that a cat is the most male of pets. Here's the reason.
What?
Yep, here's the reason. So, if you're just taking the cat-dog argument, dogs need to be let out and fed regularly, almost like children. So a dog is really a good pet for somebody who is preparing to raise kids, and you know, wants to see what the responsibility of caring for somebody. A cat, on the other hand, you fill its bowl full of dry, crunchy cat food, and when the bowl becomes empty days later, you fill it again. You empty out its litter box, unless it's an outdoor cat and likes to go outside, in which case you don't have to worry about that. If you want to go for 3 days and you've got a cat, you go for 3 days and make sure there's enough food for the cat. If you've got a dog, you got to take the dog with you or get a dog sitter or something like that.
Right.
So you have neither the care of letting the animal out on all those regular bases, or you don't have the care of where you go. So that's, you know, this is...
So what? So dogs are not good pets for men because men are irresponsible, you dirty misandrist. What are you doing? You're bashing your own gender? I can't stand this, Mark. We're going to... I'm not letting you go on this one.
I've been male all my life, and I got to say, for me, having a cat was a lot better than having a dog.
All right. Well, you enjoyed it. I'm glad you did.
I had to keep my mom's dog, Schnauzer.
Yeah. Testosterone doesn't mean that I can't be responsible and take care of a pet.
Look, I took care of my mom's dog, Sugar Butt, and I did it very well.
Yeah, it sounds like it did.
855-450-FREE.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450. 3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind, and we might still be able to squeeze you in. By the looks of it, the phone lines, the Skype lines, empty.
Well, that's good. They're enthralled by our conversation about dogs and male irresponsibility, and they want to hear what they want to hear. You get owned.
And also about TV shows and things like that.
TV shows, yeah, that's right. We were talking about all that.
Well, I can tell
capitalism,
you,
socialism, TV.
The easiest way to go about getting some bitcoins is by going to expresscoin.com.
There's a slight change of topic.
Because I'm doing my best. Litecoins, Dogecoins, they've got all kinds of cryptocurrencies over there. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. You can do business with them if you're in the U.S. or Canada. Send a money order or a check. They can make it that easy for you. You just start off at expresscoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app. It's expresscoin.com. Use coupon code FTL. Get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency at no fee at all by using the coupon code FTL at expresscoin.com. Expresscoin.com. So
it's pretty good. You get $40 with no fee.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah.
You know, getting a little trouble about having talked about television in the last segment. It's really funny. But the last couple times I've tuned in to Glenn Beck, the guy's reviewing movies. And
really?
Talking about TV shows and stuff like that. I think that, you know, I mean, how else are you going to sort of spread the idea of this show or that show that you like? I don't think they're particular.
I was thinking about actually, like, getting cable TV again. I think Time Warner Cable said I could get TV. I could get a cable box for, like, an extra $10 a month. And then I could sort of be plugged into what all the morons are talking about, right? I mean,
Likely that price will go up over time.
Right.
That would be an introductory price, so I would encourage you to look at the fine print on that. You know, I mean, if it's $10 and you want to spend the money on it, then it might be.
Because I canceled my television subscription in, like, probably 2009. Like, I haven't had cable TV in my house since 2009. I have not watched regular television almost at all in like 6 years now.
I think it's been a couple of years since we went with the Amazon Prime. For $8 a month, we get lots and lots of television shows. The one thing that sort of really changed about our lives, but we were never willing to pay too much for the sports packages, is that my wife used to like live sports. I almost never watch live sports. I like the Super Bowl for the commercials, but frankly, I can watch the commercials the day after, and I'm usually on the air anyhow. So,
like, I was thinking about trying. I've never been into watching live sports. I mean, we do the Super Bowl party just as an excuse to drink and have people over, but like, I've never really been into watching sports on television. Played a little bit as a kid, then I got into drugs, and I was like, screw this, right? But then I never really watched it, but I wanted to like find like other things to talk to normal people about. Like, I'm just talking about libertarianism all day and horrible things in the news, and I'm like, this is not a way to make friends, you know? So I was thinking about trying to do that, just going in like, all right, I'm going to go force myself to, I don't know, watch some basketball games or something, and then I can go, or baseball or whatever, you know, whenever the season happens to be. And then you can, like, go to a bar and be like, hey, did you hear about so-and-so ran this many yards? Ha, 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 I know that really matters to you. Now let me change the subject.
Yeah, I'm not a big sports fan either, so I don't have a lot of...
But I've been trying to do, like, maybe a little pop culture, right? So I got the House of Cards thing, you know, which is still, like, political. It's a nice, like, I don't know, crossover for me. That, like, people who aren't into politics maybe watch House of Cards because it's fascinating and interesting to watch. I do the Game of Thrones thing. I need to get up more on, like, the things that people are watching. I wanted to... I see, like, the award shows, like, trending on Twitter, and I'm like, I should be watching that so I can talk to people about it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
No.
I'm just not going to do it. I don't care.
You just don't care.
If somebody wants to call in and talk about what color if the dress is gold and or white or blue and black, I'm willing to talk to you about it. Have you seen this meme that's going on the internet?
No.
See, you.
Oh, is the dress blue or black? I heard, saw somebody mentioning it, but I had no idea what the context was.
From what I can tell, now consider I've been out of the country for the last 4 days, and so that makes you even more out of touch than me, apparently, if you haven't seen it.
All I know about the award shows was Patricia Arquette screaming about the gender wage gap, and then I started going off on that again.
I think that's the most relevant thing that came out of that.
Yeah.
But this actually has nothing to do with the award show. I'm just sort of talking as pop culture-y.
Yeah.
But I can't see anything but gold and white in this dress, and I don't know what people are saying otherwise. I almost feel like they're just being trolling on the internet. But we were talking about the difference between cats and dogs.
Yeah.
And you were suggesting...
Yeah, so you were saying that the cat was like the man's pet because he like didn't have to take care of it. And I'm like, well, first of all, that sounds like you're painting men as irresponsible, which I don't think is like the hardly an accurate thing that you could just be like, yeah, just go ahead and leave your cat with a bowl of food and then he can pee all over the house and you don't have to worry about him, whereas the dog, you got to take care of him. But the dog is man's best friend for a reason, right? I mean, the dog defends. The dog knows who you are. The dog knows that you're the boss, right? The cat is like, the cat is your pet. The cat is your pet like the cat is your wife. The cat is like sitting around the house like, feed me, give me stuff, pet me, take care of me,
I'm
right?
I'm not sure that's what wives do. Hopefully they're not. But that was the point, really, that John made here is... He said that dogs actually earn their keep. And I think that this is true for some dogs, but not most dogs. Most dogs are really sort of irrelevant in our lives other than being a pet. You know, they're not herding sheep. If they are guarding, like, for instance, I told you about my mom's schnauzer, Sugar Butt.
Sugar Butt doesn't sound like much of a guard dog.
She is an incredible guard dog. Mm. Guard dogs don't have the, I suppose she's a watchdog. I suppose the distinction, right? So she's an incredible watchdog. But the problem is she'd watch everything. A car drives by on the street. She's barking.
Right.
A leaf falls from a tree. She's barking.
All right, now you're not a watchdog. You're a pain in the neck.
Right. So, I mean, like, she's attempting to watch, but, you know. Yeah, she spends an inordinate amount of time barking.
Yeah, I mean, I had a dog that used to bark all the time, and his name was Spike, and he was a tremendous pain in the neck, and then my neighbor shot him, and that was really traumatic.
What?
Yeah, and my neighbor shot my dog to death.
No!
And,
tell me about this!
My dog used to bark all the time, and then, well, actually, no, that wasn't Spike, that was Charlie. So it was when I was very young, and it was my father's dog, and like he was not very well-behaved, and Dad would just be like, shut up, Charlie, go in the backyard! The dog would just howl and bark in the backyard, and my neighbor finally got sick of it and pumped him full of pellets. And the dog bled to death in my backyard, and it was traumatic. I watched my dog bleed to death when I was a very young child.
What happened to the neighbor? What happened to
absolutely nothing, because there was no like evidence. Like, we just had a dead dog, you know, a dog got shot up, but the neighbor used to threaten the dog. You'll shut that dog up or I'll shut him up for you, right? But nobody saw him shoot it, and it's not like the police went and pulled the pellets out and did a ballistics analyst, you know, ballistic analysis on the pellets that killed my dog in the, you know, in the late 80s. I mean, they were just like, hey, your dog's dead. Sucks for you, pal. You know, go get another one. So that's what happened with that. And then we did have another dog named
Spike. Having lived next door to a dog that just would not shut up, that constantly made noise all the time.
Right.
I get sympathy.
Don't get me wrong. I get it. If I had a neighbor and his dog was just screaming all of the time, then yeah, I would probably
get
really upset.
Were you from like the bad section of Long Island or something?
It was, no, but look, I sort of grew up like in poverty in the shadow of great wealth, if you will, right?
Okay.
So like my family moved to this area. It was a very well-to-do area, but then my father almost immediately thereafter lost his job. So like he had, we were not like the wealthiest family in the neighborhood, and I ran around with a pretty rough crowd, and it was a pretty big like mess, you know, but we were in a pretty good area, but they didn't like us very much, put it that way.
You were the riffraff.
Yeah, we were the riffraff, if
those
you will.
Those folks in the neighborhood.
You know, that like my folks like bought this house in Stony Brook when my father was working for the federal government. He was an air traffic controller. His union went on strike.
Ah, yes. So he got fired by Reagan.
He got fired by Reagan, exactly. And then he was basically SOL and, like, you know, started mowing people's lawns for money while he's living in this, you know, really uppity neighborhood. Made for some awkward relationships.
Nothing wrong with that stuff. I mean,
oh, yeah.
There's no, in my opinion, there's no such thing as honorable work.
You said there's no such thing as honorable work. I know what you meant to say, but the words came out of your mouth completely wrong.
Yes. All work is honorable.
Yeah.
But what I was doing is I was thinking at the same time is I'm not prepared to make this statement because those that work for the state, I really can't call that honorable work.
Right, but I mean, he was, you know, look, the guy had work ethic, right? I mean, you know, misled as he might have been, the guy ended up going and working for the IRS later on, too, which was a whole other disaster story.
Right.
Probably explains a lot of my libertarianism, but
I do think that one can work for the state honorably, but I wouldn't call working for the state honorable work. Does that make sense?
I can see the little very thin line that you're attempting to draw there.
I was, for instance, when I was coming back from Mexico, when I was in Mexico City, there was a guy who was working in this, you know, the restroom at the airport, not exactly the nicest place, and he was keeping that thing as spick and span as he possibly could. Anybody who came out of there, he made sure they had a paper towel in their hand, that kind of thing. You know, I threw him a few bucks because I thought that he's doing such a wonderful job. I'd call that honorable work.
All right.
Working for the government, I don't feel like you're earning the money in the same way.
All right. No doubt.
Thanks for listening. It's Free Talk Live. You can check out more at freetalklive.com or our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.